Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, bitch. Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment. With Kat
and Pat.
Hey. It's Kitty Cat Cappuccino.
It's Patrick Regan, actually.
And Pat, it's so funny you say you're tired because I meant to share this with you guys. Last night, I did the amazing thing of trying to, for the first time in months, go to bed without taking alcohol, Xanax, ZQL, weed gummy, or anything. And would you believe it? I slept absolutely terribly, woke up every hour on the hour, horrific nightmares. And then I had the thing that happens only when you're staying, as I am in an old house at night. Where at night there's a sound, there's this a little beeping sound. You don't know what it is. And then you wake up, it's gone. Where's the beeping?
Oh, yeah. I am so tired because I stayed up too late last night. I watched PYW.
What's that?
Promising Young Woman.
I'm so excited to watch it. How do I watch it?
I actually paid $20 American to watch it on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I saw they were trying to charging $20 for that. And I was like, I want to support the arts, but at the same time, when's it on streaming?
Yeah, I'm in a place where I'm always, like, trying to find, like, something. I'm always hearing about something and, like, trying to figure out how to watch it. And my path keeps bringing me back to Amazon Prime, which I don't understand if I have, but I think I have it.
What else was on there?
What else
is on there for you?
You know what else I started watching but I haven't watched it yet? This is so embarrassing. Allison, plug your ears. No, Allison needs to plug her ears.
Allison, plug them.
I watched, no, I haven't watched yet, but I was searching for, I saw somewhere Miss Scarlet and the Duke. Do you know
What's that? No.
It's literally from England, and it's about murder mystery, and
that sounds great.
Yeah, it's absolutely set in the 1800s, maybe. I don't know, maybe that's when it's at.
My mom watches this show that's called like Farmer Brown. It's this British show where literally it's this town where literally 100 people live, but every day there's a murder.
Oh, that sounds incredible.
It's not high concept, it's just like bad.
Oh yeah.
I feel like I really want to hold you right now. Like, your sleepy voice is so sweet. Oh, you're like, I never see you like this. So vulnerable.
When my caffeine hits, it's over for you bitches.
Yeah. You're really like ASMR-y right now.
Am I? You know, thank you. I do think, I'm having, my headphones are being weird, so my voice sounds weird inside my own head. Wait, can you talk for a little bit? I'm feeling, I need to like wake up.
Yeah, okay, I'll talk. So what I wanted to share with you guys, what?
Anything.
You're like, no, not like that. Okay, well, here's what has happened to me. I came back to New York for literally 3 days and I was like, I cannot be here. I was feeling so depressed. I would like kind of every hour, once an hour, just like get on the little rug in front of my bed, which is really soft. Shout out to Wayfair.com. And I would get in child's pose and I would just kind of gently weep. And I was like, I need to get out of here. And so famously, about a year and a half ago.
Okay, yes. I'm on the train too. I'm going to be talking to you throughout this. I just decided.
Well, you'll chime in at the perfect moment because I'm about to share a story about us.
I just decided that I'm going to be talking throughout this episode.
Thank you. Seriously. Thank you.
A running theme of this episode is that I will be talking and contributing using my instrument, which is, yes, what I call my voice.
So about a year and a half ago, I famously lost my Say It With Me instrument, and I tricked Pat and Brian to come to my family friend's house in the Hamptons with me. When we arrived, there was no heat. It was dead of winter, and we had to leave and stay at this motel in England, which actually turned out to be exquisite, and it's Pat's favorite spot, and he plans to go back there. But I asked that woman, I was like, hey, girly. She's actually Say It With Me, the woman who introduced my parents to each other, which is the most romantic story in the world, because without her, guess who wouldn't have a podcast? Me.
That's always an interesting dynamic. Like the person who introduced, like, I feel like it's very 80s. Like it's very like when our parents were in college, there's always like a woman named Kathy who was the one who introduced them. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. It was like her friends were friends from his friends from college. It is so 80s. It's so like when people like were young but could live on the Upper West Side and like have a loft, which is very Harry Met Sally vibes.
I never saw it. My mom had a friend. My mom, this is so
'80s. I won't do that to you.
My mom had a friend in college who
That's so 80s.
Who was obsessed with John Kennedy. John Boy Kennedy. What is his like nickname again? Kennedy son. Okay, everyone's looking at me like I have not even nine heads, but actually 10.
I just don't know.
Not even nine heads, but actually 10.
You know what I watched? Sorry to sidebar. Was Chappaquiddick, the movie about Ted Kennedy, where he accidentally kills Kate Mara. Anyways,
moving forward. Wait, so, you know, a thing about that motel in East Hampton, thank you, is what was incredible last year was we were the only people there.
Yeah.
It was dirt cheap. And, you know, me and Angela actually did get in a fight during that time when we were there because I think it was after you left to go back. Me and Angela were staying for 18 more nights. We're obsessed here. And, you know, it was November. And so what actually was on TV actually was Hallmark holiday movies. We're all saying it at the same time. Yeah, we're all Hallmark holiday movies.
I can't believe we all said
movies.
That at the same time. That was so good.
Yeah. And so I'm watching a few of them, and Angela's like not really getting into being watching them. It's kind of annoying. So then the next one that comes on, it looks like literally created in a lab to be the best movie ever, starring Megan Hilty as like a country music star. We open on Megan Hilty, country music star, in her gorgeous mansion being interviewed by an interviewer. Have I talked about this before?
I feel like maybe, but even I talk about it
constantly. She's being interviewed by an interviewer, and the interviewer is like, so tell me, like, what, so your new album, like, what is the deal? And she's like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a departure for me. It's really different, but my manager really wanted me to not be myself and make music that it wasn't me. So I did it, and I'm really excited about the album. And the interviewer is like, interesting. And then Megan Hilty is going to go home to, like, somewhere in Sweet Home Alabama type state, and then she's going to New York to like do a big show on New Year's Eve, and she gets snowed in at her home, and she can't make it to her show, and she falls in love with a snowplow driver that she knew from high school. And so that's an incredible story, and I can't wait to watch it. We're like 10 minutes in, you know, just not really watching, and then all of a sudden I hear Kardashians coming from his phone. And what happened was he just kind of took out his phone and started watching Kardashians while I'm trying to watch Megan Hilty.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, this is crazy. So then I like turn it off and I'm like, kind of get cold. I'm like, and he's like, why did you turn it off? And I'm like, no, nothing. I guess we're not watching it. So let's watch Kardashians like you want to. And we end up getting into a big fight, and he kept being like, I'm
Ice
sorry,
Queen,
didn't.
Queen, Pat Regan.
He kept being like, I didn't know it was important to you. And I was like, the movie's not important to me. We just were watching it. And anyways,
so what do you think that was really about?
No, that was really just okay. First of all, now you're being my therapist who's always doing that.
Congratulations, I'm your new therapist.
Yeah.
Wait, do you know what I found out? My therapist shared with me yesterday that she lifts weights in the shower.
What?
Yeah, that she's
seems,
like,
that's, I'm gonna say this, that seems disordered. That seems extremely disordered.
I'm like, I don't know if I'm allowed to share that, but I'm not revealing her identity. But like, she was like, yeah, I just like do some arm weights in the shower.
Like, what she's the like, hell? Like, what does she mean?
Well, she actually kind of showed me. She was like,
like, does she do like,
yes, what, is yes.
It tries, tries and by? Well, this is shoulders. She's doing shoulders.
Y'all, she does what Pat's doing right now, if that's helpful for listeners.
She kind of the raise when you like hold them, like pull it up, kind of.
Potato sack dress. Like, you're pulling up your potato sack before you go.
Yeah.
Before you go to the county fair.
When you told me your therapist lifted weights in the shower, Catherine, I didn't imagine that's what she was doing, even. I thought, even this, and now I'm doing bicep curls. Tricep extensions. Those, if you're gonna lift weights in the showers, then I see it being an arm exercise. To go for shoulders is crazy to me in the shower. Did she explain kind of
why? She said that she I'm like, is this my story to tell? But she said, I think she once dated.
I know.
She once
I know.
Dated someone who I think did it and it inspired her. But it tracks with like.
Don't the weights get wet?
I think that's okay for weights. I think that's okay for weights. I mean, many of the weights are kind of covered in neoprene, which is essentially like surfboarder culture material.
Wow. She should go on Shark Tank.
She should go. My therapist should go on Shark Tank. We were really having a cute chat yesterday. It was really like we were friends yesterday.
I'm trying to think of like what my therapist tried to do therapy about the other day that was like so not a thing. And he was just like, and he was really trying to like make it like a therapeutic moment. And it was just, I was like, I literally just am like,
yeah,
word vomiting towards you.
Lately, I've been like ending the sessions and she's like, we still have time left. And I'm like, oh, okay. Wait, you know what I was going to say to finish my story? The whole point of the story that I started was that because we didn't get to use the house that time, my family friend was like, I owe you a time in the house. So on Sunday, I rented a car and I drove alone back to the house. And I'm in the house right now because the heat works again.
Yeah, I'm it's cool that there's like there's a large bookshelf behind you.
I know, you could tell someone like smart and old lives here.
Yeah, one time that happened to me in a house in North Carolina. I ended up staying in a house in North Carolina that you could tell the person who lived there was smart and old.
I love, that's my goal, is to have I'm obsessed with having a house now, a smart old house.
Yeah, me too. I always go on redfin.com. Do you know about that?
No.
Well, redfin.com actually is a website with real estate, and so it's a kind of luxury, it skews luxury, and so I love to go and, like, type in an error code, go nothing under 2 million, and just look at, like, incredible homes.
Wow. I love that. You know what? I've never really stayed, I've decided I never stayed in a house by myself. Like, sure, I've stayed in a house with my parents, sure, I've stayed in a house with a lover, but to go to bed in I've been in an apartment alone, but to be in a house alone. The first night I passed out because I was exhausted. Last night, because I was trying to kind of be sober for 1 hour of my life. And I'm reading this thick ass, chunky book about murder that you would adore, Pat.
Oh, what is that? What is that?
It's called We Keep the Dead Close by
Becky. Is it thick?
So it's kind of my favorite thing. Well, first of all, no, it's not fiction. It's my favorite thing, which is nonfiction. But it's about, I want to be clear about this. I have an English degree from one of the most prestigious universities in the country. And every time I hear the word fiction, I think to myself, not true, not true, not true. Like, it is literally a doctor, scientist, give it to them when I die because they need to look up this brain and see what's going on in there. The point
is so reversed. Like, not true should be nonfiction.
I know, fiction should mean true. And on this podcast, fiction means true.
The English language is so crazy and confusing.
People love to be like, it's one of the hardest languages to learn.
Yeah, like when you're like in school and like the teacher's like, actually the harder language is English. And
yeah.
It's like, okay, sure, but I know it. So for me, it's easier. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm like, I still don't know how to conjugate a verb in the said form. And they're like, you do it all the time in English. And I'm like,
oh my God.
So what?
The worst is when you like Because I would never, like, pay attention in class, so, like, I would always do really bad in the subject, so you couldn't truly teach yourself, like, an hour before the test. And Spanish, it can be hard to teach yourself that, because, like, when verbs come into play, when conjugation, one of the most erratic words in the English language. I'm Drew Barrymore writing on the chalkboard, conjugation, the most beautiful phrase in the English language. Donnie Darko.
Is that Drew Barrymore?
Yes. Cellar Door.
Well, I'll never forget Cellar Door, but was that Drew Barrymore?
Okay, that was Drew Barrymore.
Okay, well, it is. Yeah, when I first learned about conjugation, and the teacher once again said, "Well, you do it in English all the time." I was like, "Not like this, honey."
Yeah, not anything like this. I throw on an ing, and then that's it.
So it is time to open your ears to our amazing guest. You know, here's how I would introduce this girlie. I have been so lucky as to connect with a few amazing, powerful women during the pandemic. And I talk about them so much that my boyfriend's like, okay, you're leaving me for them. And this guest is one of those women who I'm like, okay, my new friend that I'm obsessed with. So put your ears open. We don't usually say like what anyone does, but we'll get into it. She's an amazing writer. Sometimes she writes in such a way that I'm like, this person is so much smarter than me, which is what we love to see on the pod. Put your ears open for Haley Nauman.
Woo! The crowd goes wild.
The crowd is going wild. Oh my gosh.
Now, Haley, you need to know going in that I'm in a place where I'm waiting for the caffeine to kind of kick in and do its thing.
Okay.
Do your thing, caffeine.
Okay. I'm waiting for my turmeric shot to kick in, so we're all on level playing field here.
Oh, wait. What does that do? Does that wake you up? Does that make you feel awake for one single second? Because then I actually need to buy it because it's what I've been searching for my entire life.
Well, I literally don't know what it does, but I pretend that it's going to cure my hangover.
Is it the kind that burns? Cool.
No, I prefer it to burn. Like, I want to feel punished, you know?
Me too, of course.
Yeah, you want something to burn because then you know it's working.
Yeah, yeah. But this one doesn't really burn, unfortunately.
So, Haley, you're hungover. So tell us, like, what crazy antics did you get up to, girlie?
I just drank wine for some reason, you know? Like, it's a crazy Tuesday morning mood to be hungover, but I just had some wine and then maybe one glass of white, one glass of red, and then what did I have? A gin and soda?
That sounds amazing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, we don't know why.
That's reverse order.
Days are so incidental right now. Like, I don't even feel like any sort of national governing body officially recognizes days of the week anymore. You know what I mean?
That's like, true. Although I've been trying to get onto like a Monday through Friday work schedule because it was too chaotic before.
Yeah. Wait, what's your work vibe right now?
Okay, I feel like first of all, you bury the lead because you have this amazing newsletter, but in the newsletter, you're like, and also I was mentioning this article, but there's this amazing article kind of all about your new work in New Yorker.
Yeah. Which, by the way, you know, the more I think about it, the more I think it was a backhanded compliment, that whole article.
Oh, I disagree. I get what you mean, but it was this in summation of it was that, like, whoever wrote it, I celebrate that person. Don't know who wrote it. Didn't see
Anna Weiner. Like,
shout out to my girl. I feel like it was kind of like she was jealous of you.
Like that person, remember that woman who wrote that like article about Sally Rooney about like it was like a, it like was it was doing drag as a review of her book, but it was actually just like the main point of the review was like, why can't I actually be Sally Rooney? Do you remember that one?
Why are people so mad about Sally Rooney?
I don't know, but I will say that I don't think I'm as big of a fan as I would say I'm less than average of a Sally Rooney fan, but I've read Conversations with Friends and Normal People. I liked Conversations with Friends better.
But I think
everybody
that's okay.
Always likes the first one they read better. That's my theory.
Oh. I read Normal People first.
Oh my God, you're the first person.
Guinness Book of World Records.
They broke the mold when they invented me a sweetheart.
God must have spent a little more time on you.
What a weird creationist song. What a weird creationist song. Who was that? 98 Degrees.
Did you guys hear that Backstreet Boys is into QAnon now?
Are you serious?
I'm sorry, that was a big left turn and I interrupted you.
All of them?
It's hard to say. I'm not up on all, but I know that at least a few have been doing some tweets.
Do you feel comfortable saying who?
Share with us.
Wait, I actually don't remember. Wait, Brian. Brian and
okay,
Kevin?
Yeah. Well, Brian.
I'm starting rumors.
Yes.
Remember, Pat, like, Brian's son is a country star. Didn't we listen to one of his songs? Or was that with
That might have been me.
Was that Billy Gilman?
That
wait, do you guys
it?
Remember Billy Gilman?
No.
That 13-year-old heartthrob country? Someone please Google him.
Allison, someone. Get on it, bitch. get on it, my cousin Allison.
He had that song One Voice, and there's like a video of him throwing a gun into a river.
I don't.
One voice was okay. We're not
and is the message of the song like who that needs guns anyways?
Because we're all one voice.
I think it was about gun control. But anyway, he had buck teeth, and I was like, thought I was gonna marry him.
Well, is he in the country music space?
I don't know what happened to Billy, but he was at one point.
Well, that's cool if he's in the country music space and he's talking about
that's today.
I don't like that.
It's a kind of a gay haircut, and I say that with love, even as a gay person.
Oh, I don't remember this person at all.
Oh, wow. I don't know him at all.
Wow, Haley, you're really crazy.
You're really bringing up someone that we don't know at all.
You're really being you? So sorry. Are you still drunk off your one glass of red and one glass of white? Because you're being crazy. Okay, wait, girl. So as you were saying, Pat was asking kind of what you're up to.
Yeah, because you're like, I'm trying to get on a Monday, Tuesday, Friday, week. Which is like, girl, so too are we all.
Yeah, I feel like I have to write my newsletter every week, and I have a podcast that nobody listens to, which we
stop
love.
Stop it. Plug guess it who right now.
Me? No.
What's secret? That? Tell that it's secret.
It's only for paying subscribers. Wait.
Oh, incredible.
Wait, what were you talking about, Catherine?
I was saying, so Haley has a newsletter called Maybe Baby, which is the best thing I ever read. Every week you make me feel like I'm literally smart when I read your newsletter. I'm like, okay, I'm a psychologist right now. I'm a sociologist. And I opened every article you suggested. And I had a day of just, I had all my tabs. And I just kind of read articles for a few hours. And I was like, I feel so intellectual.
My tabs are so out of hand right now. My tabs are so out of hand. I have so many Chrome open and actually even so many Safari open.
Did you know that you can group your tabs on Chrome, Pat?
What do you mean by that?
You can like group together similar ones that are for like a particular thing. They can be in groups.
Oh, I didn't know that. No, I should do that for my porn tabs.
Yeah. Do you just keep them all open all the time?
I end up opening out of a weird OCD moment like too many porn tabs. And
eyes bigger than stomach vibes.
Eyes are bigger than stomach. Then when I finish,
So to speak.
And on this podcast, that means come.
On this podcast, when I say finish, yeah, it means come. But then I feel like I don't want to X them all out because I remember it's kind of sad after you come. Like, you were so excited just girls, I guess. Women,
Thank you. Lot
of women, I can multiple orgasm, but with
I can't. You couldn't even say that sentence. A lot of girl women have multiple.
No, they're like for people with penises.
I don't know, bro.
Like right after you come, like with a penis, it's like the next moment you're like, I literally never want to touch another human being again. You know what I mean? Like it's like literally everyone get away from me. I don't even want to see any of this anymore.
So you keep for girl open.
But then I get sad. I get sad. Like, Haley,
your friend.
Like, I just was, yeah, I was like, I was so excited about all of these. Yeah. And so I'm like, you know what? Next time I'll save them for next time. And I just minimize that.
Mm-hmm. And do
it's a weird OCD thing where
just add more times.
No. So then what I do is like, then I kind of like go to the ones I've already watched and I go and see like related videos. And I'm like, is there anything I should be adding to the mix down here?
Okay.
And basically I'm like a hoarder, but with porn tabs.
Okay. We all have our vices.
I need to thank them and throw them in the trash. I need to thank them and X them out and Marie Kondo my porn tabs.
Marie Kondo your porn.
I feel like that about my emails, like junk emails. Like I kind of feel guilty unsubscribing, even though I don't give a literal shit about any of them. You know, and it'll be like, hard. Sorry, you missed the mark. And then you're like, you didn't. I just don't like your product.
Yeah. I know. I love when the new thing is like, click here if you don't want to save money. It's like, oh my God.
It's like, yeah, I'm actually going to click there.
Yeah, I don't want to be part of your sick world.
It's like weird reverse psychology that they use.
I would say one thought I had in my tiny, tiny, tiny head was that there is, in my personal experience, like, even though I can, as girl woman, have multiple orgasms, after the first one, there's still a second of like, ooh, but then you wait a little bit and you're like, now I want another. But Haley, what do you think?
No, I don't really do multiple.
Okay, you're kind of like, I'm done.
I'm kind of a one and done gal.
And how do you feel about porn? And then how do you feel about porn?
My opinion on porn is it's so unsatisfying to me. Like, I think it's all bad.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I don't watch it sometimes, but I think it's all, I'm just like so unimpressed always.
I agree. You know what I got kind of into was audio porn.
Mm.
Have you ever?
Yeah. That I think is kind of fun.
Like, come here, little girl. And I'm like, ooh. Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm the little girl. And then do you want to reveal your status?
As what? What you, status?
One of the things people on this podcast love to do is kind of not tell us when they have a partner.
Oh, I have a boyfriend. He's in the next room.
Oh, my God.
I really adore him. Yeah, bring him in. Dish.
I actually think he's working with headphones on, so he probably won't want to be brought in, but...
How long have you been dating this person?
We've been together, so we met as roommates, like, 4 years ago.
Brooklyn AF?
Oh, wow, was it like a Craigslist?
Yeah, we were like random Craigslist roommates. I was actually just reading this, like, really mushy essay, or like, love letter thing I wrote to him early on about us falling in love that I was thinking of publishing on my newsletter as a little...
You should! I would love that.
Were there other people living in the apartment, or was it just you two?
It was four of us. And
okay, that's actually better. I'm going to say that's actually better.
Yeah. Because then it wasn't immediately like cohabitating. Because that was heavy too much. Well, he lived in a very dark and dank basement underneath the apartment with no windows or a door. Mm. So it felt like he was just sort of a creature. He almost wasn't.
He sounds amazing.
I love creatures.
He sounds so hot.
It was so, so hot.
And when did you first, did you immediately move in and you were like, oh, it's on with this person? Or was
no,
it
because
kind of like...
I was controversially dating somebody else when we first moved in together. Somebody I'd been with for like 5 years. And
5 years is one of the longest time periods.
Yeah.
Why do you think it didn't work with that person?
Well, he lived in San Francisco, and I had moved to New York to, like, follow my dreams, so to speak. And
wait, when was that?
And Cohen. And
no,
this was, like, 5 years ago. And then...
This is 5 years ago.
Five.
So you've been dating your new person for 5 years?
Four. We basically fell in love, like, as Donald Trump became prez. That's kind of our love
that
story.
That is so cute.
So you're kind of an LTR
queen. Once again, very hot.
Yeah, I know. I didn't really want... I mean, I really wanted to be single after I broke up with my last
I bet
one.
You did, you slut.
I really did. I had all these ideas. But then I just fell in love with my roommate accidentally. But we sort of, like, didn't make it official for, like, 6 months because I was really, like, worried about getting in a relationship that fast. And then...
Yeah, so...
But, yeah.
So was it, like, you just, like, hooked up one night and then it kept going? Or was it, like, Like, how did it happen?
Well, we were at a little place called Three Diamond Door in Bushwick. Ever been?
Yeah. No, I don't think I have, but I famously live in Bushwick.
When I was sexually addicted to this weed dealer who was so fucking hot, I can't even talk about it publicly.
Okay, high maintenance.
It was, he looked like that. And anyways, he, one time he told me to meet him there, which was so fucking hot.
No, I mean, I feel like that place, it got way too, like, crowded. Like, I feel like it became, like, kind of a hellhole. But early on, our roommate, we had kind of, like, a fun roommate dynamic where we all went out a lot together.
Oh, that's fun.
The best.
Really fun. And then, like, a really good song came on, but I can't say by who. And we just got really into it and started making out on the dance floor, like, out of nowhere. And our other roommates were like,
that
I just
is
did a
juicy.
Draw.
Wait. Why can't you say who the band?
What? Michael Jackson.
You can say.
Problematic fave. Deeply problematic.
I was gonna be like, is it that country guy you keep bringing up at the beginning?
Oh my God, falling in love to a Billy Gilman song on the dance floor.
80 million men and women in the U.S. experience thinning hair, yet it's still not openly talked about, which can
what?
Make...
What?
Yeah, no, it's not. Like, people don't talk about it. And you know what? Guess what? Who does talk about it? Me, during my podcast commercial break. And what I would say about it is that going through something like that can feel very scary and stressful, and that just kind of adds to the whole problem.
Control isn't given. It's taken. Take charge of your hair growth and make the next few months your time to grow thicker, fuller, healthier hair.
Nutrafol is formulated with potent botanicals to help you grow hair as strong as you are, ladies and gentlemen, and not everyone in between. It's physician formulated to be 100% drug free, which is actually invaluable because a lot of those other ones do have weirdo side effects I have encountered. On top of thicker, stronger hair without lasers or chemicals, Nutrafol's ingredients may also help you get a handle on better sleep, stress response, skin, nails, and libido, kind of things we all are searching for in this beautiful thing that I happen to call life.
That's right, Pat. So I would suggest everyone listening to this commercial break to visit Nutrafol.com and take their hair wellness quiz for customized product recommendations that put the power to grow thicker, stronger hair back into your hands. When you subscribe, you'll receive monthly deliveries, so you never miss a dose. Shipping's free, and you can pause or cancel anytime.
Does it work?
Yes!
In clinical studies, Nutrafol users saw thicker, stronger hair growth with less shedding in 3 to 6 months.
Nutrafol can help you achieve your best hair growth naturally. So you can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and using promo code SEEKTREATMENT to save 20% off your first month subscription. This is their best offer available anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time.
Plus, free shipping on every order. Get 20% off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code SEEK TREATMENT for hair as strong as you are.
Wow. Wow. I can't believe this. We are talking about Skillshare. Oh my God. I'm serious. Skillshare makes it possible to literally transform yourself by taking small steps into giant leaps. It's an online learning community that offers membership that actually means something for once. And there's so much to explore. There are real projects you can create, and you can find the support of fellow creatives. Basically, Skillshare is a website that empowers you to accomplish real growth. Right, Pat?
Yes, it does. And I feel like this whole freaking pandemic, there has been like an intense urgency to better ourselves from the comfort of our homes. And that's very hard to do. But I find classes like this very helpful just to like kind of tick away at some sort of little practice. And I use it for my writing goals. I am taking one. I have spoken about it publicly, and I will continue to do so because I took one with Roxane Gay, and I got quite a bit out of it and developed my writing practice, and I'm very grateful. And there's lots of other good writers on there as well, if that's something that you're interested in.
And what I think is literally true and cool is that you have to practice to make progress. And when you're trying to get something done, achieving your goal is possible with these short little lessons and hands-on projects. There's nothing better than getting better. Oh my God, accomplishing growth, let me tell you, it's extremely satisfying. Not that I've ever done it, but I am curious about it. And I will use Skillshare to do that.
Do something today, Catherine, that you couldn't do yesterday with classes designed for real life. Skillshare is also incredibly affordable, especially when compared to pricey in-person classes and workshops, which are, say with me, $8 million a piece. So an annual subscription for Skillshare is actually less than $10 a month, which is very cheap.
Okay, that feeling when Skillshare is less than a salad?
Literally.
So y'all, don't be scared. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/seek treatment and get a free trial of the premium membership. That's Skillshare.com/seek treatment. First, Haley, on this pod, we have a lot of questions, but the first one is, who were you, who are you, and who do you want to be?
Oh my God, I didn't even plan this answer.
It's casual.
Well, you shouldn't have.
If you plan it, it would be a bad answer.
It was the right instinct not to plan it.
Okay, who was I? I used to work in HR. A wild ride. I used to be a little bit of like a raver girl. So I was like a raver HR girl.
Oh, I'm like Lexi from Cheer. You're like Lexi from Cheer, but make it HR.
Lexi
from Cheer likes raves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was me. I went to Coachella twice.
Whoa.
I went to Electric Daisy Carnival 3 times.
Where is that?
That's in Vegas on like a dusty old racetrack, but they completely transformed it.
Would you have like special outfits?
Yeah, I didn't wear like the furry boots, but I was definitely wearing like very tiny clothes in like bright
Fuck
colors.
Yeah, you're wild.
Would you kind of see the same people on the circuit, the rave circuit?
No, because I feel like these places were just so big. We went to smaller things too, but I went with like, I had like a kind of a group of friends that were like my party heads that we went to everything together.
How did you meet your raver friends?
They were just like, my boyfriend at the time, it was like one of his friends from his hometown, but like he lived in our area now. And I don't know, they just like, they did a lot of drugs and, you know, they were just fun. But I was also like, I was very careful about my drug taking. So I was kind of a control freak, but all, like a controlled raver girl. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, you're coming off as very chill.
In what sense?
Are you okay with that?
Like, whenever someone's
you're
like,
okay with that, that's how you're coming off. That's chill.
Whenever someone's okay like, yeah, we like did drugs, I'm just like, wow, I'd be freaking out. Like, what did you feel like on drugs?
Wait, but also what's interesting is then you'd wake up on Monday morning and you would go and be right. HR girl.
Double life.
That's right. And I was like, I was like firing people.
Oh. Wow.
Who were like 10 years older than me.
That is crazy.
Did anyone ever shout at you when you fired them?
No, but people cried. Yeah. And then I would want to cry, you know?
Oh. Yeah.
It's really Wait, sad. I didn't like firing people at all.
So that's, and you, so you had to find a release. And so you, that's why you got into the raves. And that's why you got so into drugs. And,
and that's why everything crumbled. Wait, I want to see like a cable streaming program about an HR girl who leads a secret life as a DJ.
Dude, you know who I have a meeting with in a couple weeks?
Who?
Shondaland.
No.
Oh my god.
Should I pitch them?
Yes.
Should I pitch them the HR Raver girl?
Story.
Do you know that I'm a big fan of Shondaland, and I'm a big fan of the different properties that they have, especially Grays is huge for me.
Oh, you're still watching Grays?
I am still watching Grays currently up to date. I've seen every episode and I'm on winter break waiting for it to make its return.
So what do you think you're going to pitch to Shondaland?
I am not going to pitch anything, but they, well, I mean, we'll see. But they
it's
just,
secret, obviously.
They just, they reached out, so to speak.
I bet they were like,
they were like, we saw in the New Yorker article that you're interested in screenwriting. We love your writing. Do you want to like meet and like talk about?
Awesome there we go.
Oh my god.
I want on Bridgerton season two. I'm ready to write it.
Oh, I have to watch Bridgerton.
I watched a few minutes of the pilot.
It's good.
Huge friend of the pod, Nicola.
It's bad. But
Coughlin.
It's good.
Right, friend of the pod, Nicola, who's an absolute star.
She is so sweet and such a star.
So I need to watch the show because we adore her on this pod. So we need to keep watching that.
Wait, so Haley, you grew up in Cali?
Yeah, in the Bay Area.
Where is that? What is that?
The Bay, like San Francisco.
Oh, the Bay Area. Area. Yeah, I thought you said a Bay Area. It sounded almost like a Narnia space.
Ooh, could,
a Bay Area.
Yeah, from the Bay Area. Like snow starts falling in her apartment. She's like, I'm from the Bay Area. She's in a cloak.
Mountain
I love
View,
the Bay
actually.
Area. I had the Bay Area and I went there twice. I went there twice 3 summers ago.
What do you love about it?
I don't know. It felt like there was a lot of green space there. It felt I went on really nice runs there. Was my main takeaway.
It is really pretty. I like that the weather is. It's like seasons light. Like winter does feel different from summer, but only in like a tiny way.
Yeah.
But I like the seasons now that I'm in a real city.
I don't care about the seasons.
Friendly Blitz over here.
Are you Oakland version or San Francisco version?
Well, I grew up in the South Bay, but I lived in San Francisco for like 5 years. And then I moved to New York. But I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I have a little bit of a chip on my shoulder about San Francisco because my life got so much better when I moved to New York.
Okay. So who are you? You're in San Francisco. What was high school Haley like?
I was a really big athlete. Like,
oh,
I just
cool.
did every sport. It was really lame.
Pat loves that. Like,
yeah, what sports?
I did cross country, track and field, and soccer.
What, were you a distance girl on track?
I did the 800. That was cool. My race.
Cool.
Middle distance.
Do you feel comfortable?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, mid distance.
Sharing my times.
Do you feel comfortable sharing your 800 PR?
I do, but I have to remember. I think it was 225. It wasn't very fast.
That's great.
It was fast for a girl.
225 is fast.
And I did have the school record with that for a while, which is really embarrassing for my school.
Did you like anchor the 4x8?
Yeah, definitely. Or no, 4x4.
Oh, wow.
Wait, you did a 4x8? We didn't have that.
I'm sure there definitely are 4x8s in California.
I don't
So
remember that.
there, I mean, there's also 4x4s. There's 4x2s, 4x4s, 4x8s, and sometimes there's even 4x1600s, but that's rare and kinky. At a kinky meet, they'll do a 4x1600.
Oh, wow.
Guess who went running yesterday for the first time in a million years?
Let me think, let me think, let me think.
I
Who?
ran on the beach so slow that people were stopping to ask if I was okay.
Well, Running on the beach is hard.
Yeah, you have to get really close to the water so that it's like almost hard ground.
But
Okay.
then for me, if I'm wearing sneakers on the beach, it does not feel good. It does not feel natural.
The only thing that it felt was that because there was a little bit of like a slope, I had to like what it just you know what I'm saying? Like one leg was getting like so I had to like do one then turn around to like even myself out.
Yeah, you seem like your legs are really even right now.
Do I seem really balanced and centered right now? Because I ran on the beach once in my mommy Lululemon clothes.
I'm trying to run. I have a little foot thing that keeps flaring up its ugly head.
I can't run either because of all my injuries.
What do you have?
I have a bad toe, which isn't even like chic. And
Interesting.
I have bad knees. Yeah, we
This
can
is a
get
new
more
segment on
into
the
this if you
podcast.
guys want.
I would love to. This is a new segment on the pod called What Do You Have? What's wrong with you?
Wait, so you were a track
What's the
girl?
deal with your
You were
knees?
a track girl, you were a jock girl.
Yeah, I played
And
soccer. I also played like club soccer. I feel like I always just had like a bag of like sweaty socks on my shoulder. But then I also wanted to be cute and popular, and
yeah.
it was like not a combo that was working for
Well,
me.
I always shared this at my high school. The athlete girls were popular ones.
That wasn't the case at our school.
Really?
No,
I
the
feel like I would
popular
have been
kids are
jealous of
always
you.
different. I feel like the popular, no, I don't think you would have meant. I feel like the popular kids at our school were like the party kids. They weren't really
And
in sports.
is that why
For
you
us,
became a raver?
yeah, I feel like I just wanted to be popular,
Well, congratulations. You're on the most popular podcast in the world. 30 people listen to this.
Did you have a boyfriend? And how
No,
was
and
that?
I think I had in high school, I had like a couple of boyfriends for like really short periods of time where we didn't even kiss.
Oh yeah.
When did you have
Really
your
sexy.
FK first kiss?
I think I was like 14, and it was actually I was just thinking about this yesterday. It was in Reno in a
Oh
hotel with a guy
my.
from Montana named Paul.
Well,
How the hell did that go down?
yeah, but how did you meet Paul in Reno in a hotel?
I
This
was
is a
on a
novel.
sexy
This is a
little ski
novella.
trip with my friend Christy, and we were with her dad, but we got to stay in our own room. And we like went to the like the kid, you know, the kids room with like the cool like air hockey table and stuff in the hotel.
Yeah, there's like a teen lounge.
Yeah, it was a teen lounge, and we met these two boys. I think they were brothers from Montana, and
Oh,
we were
that's
just talking
cool.
them up, chatting them up. I think I must have been 13 or 14,
Oh my
but like not
God.
like a sexy, not like modern 14-year-olds,
Yeah, the modern 14-year-old is so sexy. Just kidding. But that's so being 14 is like
That's so Mary-Kate and Ashley to
Wait,
kick
so
out of the
can I finish the
hotel.
story? Because it's really, really stupid. So we were
Absolutely.
like, we were in the, for some reason, we like got each other's hotel room numbers, and we called them, and they asked us like if we like wanted to make out. And I
Oh
think
my
we
God.
said yes. And then Paul came down and knocked on the door, and I remember what I was wearing exactly. It
What were you wearing?
was like a pink t-shirt that had a rhinestone L on it. Which makes no sense because my name doesn't start with an L. But it was like
Yeah.
such a cute fit,
Maybe
you
it meant
know?
love. Maybe it meant love.
That's right.
Yeah, it
It was
meant
for, I
lick
think it
my
was for Wet
lips.
Seal.
Of
And then I
course.
remember taking off the rhinestones at one point, and it just left like a mark. So you still had the L, but it just didn't have the shine.
Did you
I
put
had
the
that one before
rhinestones on
that.
yourself?
No, I bought the
Okay.
shirt.
Yeah.
And with I was wearing baggy sweatpants that had like rolled.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous of you. And
Yeah,
he knocked
that's
on the
cool.
door. Nothing has ever been baggy on me in my life. Everything is filled to the
You're
brim.
literally
So then
wearing a
Paul
baggy
knocks.
sweatshirt.
That's it's my play friend. Okay, so then Paul knocks on the door.
Knocks on the door. I look through the people, and who do I see? A blonde heartthrob from Montana.
Fuck yeah.
I opened it and we like didn't even speak. We just like started making out in like a really like feverish, fast, bad kiss. Oh my
God.
Wait, and did Christy make out with the brother?
No, she was just in the room and we did like a, we did a really fast make out. Like it literally take a make out and put it on like fast motion. Right. And we didn't even touch, our bodies didn't even touch.
I was,
and then we
ask,
just left.
Was it tongue? Was it tongue?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just checking.
Who do you think I am, a prude?
Did you have fanny flutters, to quote Maura from Love Island?
Absolutely not. Like, there was no... Oh, it wasn't even about sex for me. It was just... It was right. Literally checking a box. And then I went home and I told my two, like, best friends who were... Who ended up being, like, skyrocketing past me in, like, in every sense of the word. Yeah. But I was the first one to kiss. Mm.
Congratulations.
Thank you so
much.
Yeah,
that's huge.
They were asking me all these questions and I felt really cool for like 5 minutes, and then they like became really popular in high school and like fucked guys like a couple years later.
I wonder where Paul is.
To fuck guys.
I wonder where Paul is today. Wait, so Paul and his brother called you guys up and they were like, Do you, Christy and Haley want to make out with me, Paul, my brother? And you were like, I will let make out with Paul, but Christy won't make out with the brother. And they were like, okay, just Paul will come over.
Yeah, I actually don't remember. I think there was talk of making out on the ski lift the next day.
Oh, cool.
Do you think we get Christy on the pod?
She lives in San Diego now and has a child, so.
I wonder if we'll get Paul and Paul's brother.
A lot of people are just having children.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
I want to.
Lately, I feel like I want to get, I'm like, want to give it all up, get preg, go move away.
See, but you know what's dangerous is because a few months ago I like had a scare, not even a real scare, but I just like got it in my head that I was pregnant and I couldn't be convinced otherwise. And for a second I was kind of like, okay, maybe we could do this.
Yeah.
And then like, I feel like if I had been pregnant, we might have kept it and been like excited. But now I'm like horrified by the idea and I'm like, I might have felt horrified by it after I'd already decided on a whim.
Yeah. I know, it's scary. Like, I haven't even gotten JFL new faces. I can't get pregnant.
No, but now I'm so excited for the pandemic. Or sorry, to get vaccinated.
I'm so excited for the pandemic. It's so exciting.
It's the most exciting time of my entire life. No, now I'm like, all I want to do is just like party. I'm going to go back to my raver days when I get to flex.
I feel like this has rewired my brain, the pandemic, and that like I don't even want to do anything but like cook in a little apron.
Ew, really? I feel the opposite. Like I never want to cook again and I never want to be in my apartment or be online again.
I don't know what I want. Know.
That's also a good take.
Well, I was also thinking about getting a studio apartment in Manhattan and using it for like work and also just like having a second place.
You should definitely incredible. Do that. I'm
with
obsessed
a
with that idea.
Wait, where really? Because I've been looking brilliant. At them. And like, I want to have like other freelancers come work out of it sometimes. And like people can just chip in a little bit for the rent. You ready?
I think that's a brilliant, I would love to do that. I think it's a brilliant idea.
Wouldn't that be so fun? And I was thinking like, if I go out in Manhattan and I'm ever just like, oh, I'm just going to like crash in my studio.
Yes, crash in your studio.
Where's your main?
I'm in Bed-Stuy.
Oh, cool.
I feel kind of, I like Bed-Stuy, but I'm actually in Stuyvesant Heights technically, which is a little bit of like a further part of Bed-Stuy.
Yeah. I don't always understand like where Bed-Stuy is.
You guys are kind of close to each other, I think. Pat's in like far Bushwick.
Wait, it's like a pizza slice in the center of Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You can picture
but
it.
You like pizza, right, Pat? You can picture that.
I love pizza. I love pizza.
Yeah, you know pizza, right? It's just like that, baby.
Thank you finally for putting it in terms I could understand, Haley.
You're welcome.
Oh, it's time to hear about Upstart. Let's freaking go. Y'all, when it comes to paying off debt, it can often feel like an uphill battle. High interest rates resulting in minimum monthly payments keeps you in an endless cycle of debt, and Upstart can help you get ahead.
I actually really want to do this because I want everyone to say this with me at the same exact time as me. Bad with money, and I have what I like to call crippling student loan debt and also credit card debt. And so I need to do this because when you think about too much different kinds of debt is when I feel an overwhelming pit in my stomach and wish I were someone who did not exist. So Upstart is the fast and easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan all online.
Whether it's paying off credit cards, cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses. Over 500,000 people have used Upstart to get a simple fixed monthly payment. And that makes them want to still be
here,
part of the world.
Unlike other lenders, Upstart looks at more than just your credit score. And that is great for me because my credit score is bad, but I have other amazing qualities. They look at your income and employment history. This means they can offer smarter rates with trusted partners.
With a 5-minute online rate check, you can see your rate up front for loans between $1,000 to $50,000. And you can receive funds as fast as one business day after accepting your loan.
Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/seek treatment. That's upstart.com/seek treatment. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application.
Go to upstart.com/seek treatment. So wait, Haley, so you moved to New York, and then how did your career absolutely explode and you become one of the most famous faces on my Instagram feed?
Oh my God. I just like to correct the record that none of that is true.
Well,
I feel so...
You're very successful. You have to own it.
What does it mean to be successful, Catherine?
You told me. A psychic told me, I'm like, I forgot. He literally was like, he asked me this question. I was like, I don't know. I kept saying the wrong answer. And I think it's about like, I pay so much money for all these healers and I don't remember a single thing they tell me. But I think being happy is about like not needing anything. Or being successful, sorry. It's about being happy.
One time a gay... I've adjusted this on my podcast.
I black out.
I'm like... one time a gay palm reader wearing one of those hats. Do you know those hats that are like wool but then like have a little brim?
Yeah, like newsboy? A newsboy cap?
A newsboy, but like more even... Yeah, sure. Let's call it newsboy. A gay palm reader wearing that at a party told me I would be kind of successful, but not that successful.
Wait, not to one-up you, but one time I saw this. I was with my family there visiting when we were in the East Village. We were walking around the East Village, and they like there was a psychic reader, and they all sent me in as like a gag. And then she took my hand, and she went, oh, you're going to be famous. This is like right after I moved to New York.
Well, you are famous.
And I was like, I walked out and I was like,
you know, and now someone in the New Yorker magazine is jealous of you.
Do you know what's so funny to me about like medium culture is, or media, I guess they're called, is like,
thank you.
As they're commonly known.
It's like, yeah. Why are all these dead people just telling the medium the first initial of their name? Like, why, like, you know what I mean? When like, I'm getting a G, like, does anyone here know a G? It's like, just have the dead person tell you the rest of the name. You know what I mean? Like,
I think they're not fully connected. They're trying to get through and they're like, they're bouncing up against the wall and they're like, I'm feeling a G. What's the next letter? You know what I mean?
If I was like a dead person, I'd be like Patrick Regan. I would tell that girl I'm Patrick Regan. She knows me. And I wouldn't just be like, tell her it's someone with a P. You know what I mean?
Well, you don't know what it's like to be dead. Maybe it's hard to speak.
Well,
maybe it's hard to say.
Another theory is that they aren't talking to dead people, and they just googled the most common first letter of names, and they're like, they'll know somebody with this letter.
Oh my God! Yeah, break my heart in two. Break my heart in two.
You're Why so jaded, you? Haley. You're so jaded. And
New York has, yeah, it's ruined your Bay Area spirited, fancy free energy.
Where's that 800-meter mid-distance girl who believes that dead people really?
Where are those dirty socks? Grab those dirty socks and get back to yourself, girly. Wait, so, okay, you get to New York, and how do you make your D's come C? Wait, dreams come true.
Okay, yeah, D's come C.
D's come C.
Well, I actually moved here with a job that I ended up having.
Did you move here for Man Repeller?
Yeah.
Oh, iconic.
Yeah, Man Repeller, like, I just sort of got that. I didn't even interview for that job. They were just sort of like, I think they were like in a rut. Or in a pinch, what's the word? They were really trying to find somebody and they were desperate.
In a pinch, yeah.
In a pinch. And they were in a writer.
They're in a jam.
Yeah, or in a pinch. They could
in a pinch means something had to happen like, oops, like it's kind of too cute. Like in a jam's like, oh fuck. In a pinch is like,
in a pinch. Oh God, we need someone. Hey, we're in a pinch. Do you want to come to New York?
In a pinch is like, and in a pinch.
In a rut is more like, we haven't written a good article in 2 years. We're in such a rut. Can you come to New York and like
write
a
good
article? Wait, how popular was Man Repeller when you started working there?
I mean, I was totally like a fangirl before I worked there. Like this was big dream vibes. Like when they emailed me, I like sobbed.
Oh my God. Well, it was an amazing site.
Yeah. I mean, this was a while back. It was like a much more personal, it was very personal at that time. Like you really knew all the writers.
Yeah.
In a really intense way, which made it feel kind of like a blog. Anyway, I moved here. Like they offered me the job on like a contract and they were going to like get, they would transition me to full-time if I was good enough. So it might've not worked out, but I like completely just quit my job, HR.
Bye-bye. You fired yourself for once.
Yeah. And then I broke like a lease on a really cute apartment that I just gotten. I moved here for half the salary.
Oh my God.
And then it went really well and I got hired. And then I was there for like 4 years and then I left in March, like right as the pandemic started.
Was it also like a big part of your social life or was it like work? Was it work and play or it seemed like work and play from afar?
Yeah, it was. I feel like a lot of my friends now in New York, I feel like I met through there.
Yeah, I feel like as a fangirl of this site, I would always look and be like, those girls are having such a great time.
We were. I mean, I think that like, it was also really hard. I mean, I was thinking about those first few months, especially because I was so new to writing. I like didn't think I could do it. So I feel like I was having like panic attacks and stuff. But, and it was really hard work.
Where did you meet when you first moved to New York?
Well, at first I lived with my sister in Chelsea for a couple months.
Oh, cool.
And then I moved to Bushwick with my new roommates.
With your future lover.
Oh, my God.
Now, what's your sister Chelsea's deal?
She just moved. She just left New York and moved to Denver. But my brother lives in New York, too.
What's her job if she lives in Chelsea? May I ask?
She's like a risk consultant.
Yeah, things like that. Uh-oh,
dangerous queen.
Things like that, risk consultant.
Those are littered all over Chelsea, those risk
consultants. That's when an insurance person's like, that's when an insurance company's like, should we insure this person or are they at risk of like...
It's more that she like, it's more that like tech companies... This is yeah, they like, you know, their processes have to like be very sound, so she like helps make sure that
I thought it was more like, well, this person actually skydives and so they are absolutely a risk and you should not insure them, and that is my official recommendation as a girl that lives in Chelsea.
Isn't that the guy from that, what's that movie with Jennifer Aniston and Ben Stiller?
Along Came Polly.
That isn't that what he does?
Mm-hmm. And that's also what the dad.
Yeah, he's like, I have a spreadsheet that there's like a subway grate here, and it's like, okay.
That's also what the dad on Gilmore Girls does, like Lorelai's dad.
I got interviewed on the street once about the return of Gilmore Girls, and so.
Oh really?
They're like, by whom? What do you think? And I like some people. They were doing like, I think Refinery 29 was doing like a supercut of people like replying in the street about the return of Gilmore Girls.
God, I hate the world. I hate the world in which we live.
Wait, the worst part is that I was completely frozen up. I had a sweet green salad in my hand, which is classic. And I was like, all I said was that Stars Hollow was iconic, even though I've never even seen the show. And then they didn't even put it in the video.
The super clap.
Wait, I have three questions. Like, one, does Refinery 29 still exist?
It does.
Two, what's your sweet green order?
Oh, I kind of, my classic is it's a modified harvest.
Wow. Oh, cool. You know what I say?
What?
Boys love the harvest bowl.
What does that make me? A skater boy?
It means you're a skater boy. It means you're a tomboy if you like the harvest boil.
Yeah. Is it because it's very caloric?
I guess so. But I think the thing with boys, in my experience, is that like, at least in my relationships, boys are like, they don't know that vegetables can like be cool and taste good. And they like, they try a sweet potato and they're like, fuck yes, sweet potato. And then they're like, boys love like balsamic sweet potatoes.
Of course we do.
Wait, so you think it's like not a healthy salad? It's like a starter pack?
No, I think it is. Well,
it's a gateway vegetable.
I think it is healthy, but it does have rice in it. So,
and like goat cheese, yeah.
But it, no, I mean, it's healthier than like where I eat, which is McDonald's every day of my life.
Well, sometimes I add cabbage and carrots. I take out the sweet potatoes because I think those taste like human flesh.
Wow, to add cabbage. I love that. It sounds good.
And sometimes I always switch out the chicken for blackened chicken because who's getting the normal chicken?
The blackened chicken is amazing.
I think I get the normal chicken. I didn't know the blackened.
You'll love it.
So good.
Wait, so Haley, who are you now? Who is this girl that stands before me?
Honestly, I feel like I forget who I am in the pandemic. Like, I don't, like, not being able to put on outfits and, like, see friends and go. One thing I realized about going freelance is that I didn't realize that, like, who I was at work was, like, a big part of who I am.
Yeah. You
know? Like, oh, I feel like I was confident at work, and I was, like, it was just fun to interact with people, and I feel like I really missed that part. Like, I don't know.
Wait, I have an idea. You, for Shondaland, a woman who works at a blog, and that's the show.
Like My Sweet Bitter.
Oh, I never watched that.
I read the book. I didn't watch the show. But it was all about her moving to New York and working in a restaurant. So mine would be like moving to New York and working at a media company.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly.
The book is so good.
The book is really good, yeah.
What was I going to say, though? Oh, you said, who are you now? Yeah, so at work, I mean, I get it. It's like being around other people is heaven, and now you're never around other people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm writing a lot, so I'm a writer in the simplest of terms.
Can I ask you, how do you decide what you're going to write your newsletter about each week?
I take notes throughout the week, and then I pick something that I think I can go deeper on. But over my break in December, I kind of turned off the newsletter for a while to plan. And I made myself a new schedule so that now I do like an essay and then an interview with somebody, which I haven't done yet. But maybe I should interview you guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can have you on my pod.
For once.
You're making me want to do a newsletter.
You should definitely do a newsletter, Pat. I would love to read that.
You write an essay and an interview and something else?
Yeah, so I do 1 week. So 4 months, I do an essay, then an interview. And then I do like, the essay is usually more like emotional and personal. And then the next one is more of like last week I did like a deep dive on community. It is more of
academic
cultural commentary piece. Yeah. And then my last of the month is an advice column where I answer 5 questions.
Oh my God, that sounds like so much work.
I mean, it's my full-time job though. So.
Oh, cool. That's incredible.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
She's a self-made woman.
You're a self-made woman.
That's right.
And are you in this man, not to be reductive, but are you in this man kind of on a track that might lead towards marriage?
We're not really into marriage.
Yeah.
So hot.
So hot. We're very Kurt, Russell, and Goldie Hawn.
Ah, goals. Epic goals AF with them too.
I think that if we stay together, I mean, we might get married, but we definitely feel like we are, like, if we believed in marriage, we would probably be, like, engaged right now.
Wow.
We might get married just for fun, but right now we're thinking we might just not want to.
Can I ask you
fun?
A question about your relationship?
Yeah.
In your newsletter, you mentioned that you guys do like check-ins.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So can you tell me more about that? Can you tell our listeners more about that? Because I've been curious personally, but I think also publicly listeners might be interested too.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, we've been kind of bad about it in the core, which is like when we really should have been the best about it because it's been so hard.
Have you been fighting more because of core?
No, not fighting. More just like we both have so many emotions. Like we're both always like teetering on the edge of depression. And so this constantly taking care of each other.
Totally.
But I think so once a month, it's the first Sunday of the month.
Oh my God.
We like go to breakfast and we like talk about, we have like a checklist of things we go through. Do you want to hear the checklist?
Yeah.
Of course. I'm obsessed with this.
I have to remember. So I think, we do like past, present, future. So we talk about like, how has the last like month been? How are we feeling right now? And how are we thinking about our future? So like sometimes you'd be like, oh, I've been thinking more about like what we want, like getting or buying a place together or like something like that. And so we'll check in on like that particular thing.
It's so sweet.
What does he do? Can I ask what he does?
Well, that's not the end of my format.
No.
Oh, okay. Fine.
I think Haley's the first guest we've ever had on the podcast who's like, hey, can you guys actually stop interrupting every single thing I say for once in your life? And we're going to respect that. So go ahead.
Go ahead, girl. He works in tech. Heard of it?
Yeah, I have.
He's like a business and analyst.
Wow. So you're kind of in that world of consultants and analysts.
No, but he's artsy. He's like artsy too.
Yeah. He doesn't like identify with his job at all. He's like a musician and he's interested in a million things. He's like a hobbyist. He loves to draw and stuff like that.
Cool.
He hates his job, really.
The only reason I wondered is because I'm like, oh, you're thinking of buying a place. Like, what is that? What does that mean? You know what I mean?
Well, we're not really like, we're just more like, well, if we were hypothetically interested in like, what could we afford?
That's like, how much money does your boyfriend make?
Exactly.
No, I make more than him.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yes. Fuck yes. That's
no, he does well. He does well for himself. But I think we just were like, oh, if we wanted to get like a 2-bedroom in this part of Brooklyn, how much does that cost? And if we save, how much we're saving now? Like, how many years away are we? So just sort of that. We sometimes we do that.
Wow.
More.
And wow. So what was I going to say? So go on with your last.
Okay. So we do past, present, and future. That's kind of just like a more general check-in. And then we do friends, family, fucking.
Ooh!
Oh my God. So you guys.
Three
F's. So basically you and your boyfriend get together and do an unrecorded podcast once a month.
Oh my gosh, should we start recording it? I really need podcast ideas.
Are you kidding me? Recording that would be so fascinating. You'd be like the Esther Perel of like being in love.
Yeah, so we do like, we're like, you know, whose friends are, like, are your friends annoying me? Or like, am I not seeing my friends enough? Or like,
oh.
You know, little, like, sometimes, I think the first time we did it was like the richest for like friends. Cause you're like, okay, here's what I think of your friends.
Yeah,
that's intense. Do you have friends? Do the two of you have friends that the other doesn't like?
It's more that like, or actually I think the reason that I had a lot to say that first time because I had just had a party where I like combined them and it was just like a bad idea.
Yeah.
And I like both of our friends, but they're really different. So I think, I mean, I actually have a lot of different little groups in New York and I don't feel like I have like a one mm-hmm. crew. So I always get a little bit stressed bringing everybody together. You know,
yeah, that is hard. Then you have to like make sure everyone's talking. It's a nightmare.
It's horrible. And then the next day, I call it post-party depression, where you're like,
yeah, I didn't do well, whatever that means. Yeah.
I think getting older is about realizing that like curating a group together is like very special, like important.
I agree, Catherine. This is why we've been talking about our trip.
I'm really excited about
it. Pat
and Angelo should come.
I would hope so.
100%. Oh my God, we're going 5 couples strong.
Where are you
going? We've been talking about doing like a couples trip upstate to like expose ourselves to. But I'm like, we should also do like a hang in New York.
Yeah.
I mean, that too, of course.
Okay, so you do friends.
Family. And then family, we were sort of like, I feel like the only thing was that it was like, oh, we're really close with like one family, but like not as much the other one. Should we put more time in? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's
and
always
then
the case.
Fucking is always like a really fertile one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
You're like, this is what I want. This is what I need.
Yeah.
This
is what I think Bobby was the first. Sorry.
No, I was going to make an incredibly funny joke where I say that when you talk about fucking, you actually do the cold stone. Like, I like it. I love it. Gotta have it about different sex things.
Wait, I think about those all the time, Pat.
Yeah. Remember when cold stone
cookie,
came?
Don't you want
like,
some?
Oh my God.
I mean, cold stone came, it felt like it was going to change the world, didn't it?
Really it?
And,
did, it really
and then it just disappeared as quickly as it arrived, kind of.
Well,
no,
it still exists.
Slab. Okay,
yeah, but it's not relevant culturally the way it was.
I love no, marble right. slab.
Now, you know what it's about now? Now what it's about, what's filled the void of that is like, that the kind of ice cream where it's like pounded into like a pancake and then you roll it up and
rolled
put it in
ice
a cup.
Cream.
Yeah, now that's
it.
what's
I never had
changed
that.
The world. Neither have I.
It's kind of like it's not as it's kind of like Dippin' Dots where it's kind of fun because it's a different shape, but it's actually worse than ice cream.
Yeah.
Don't say that because I actually love Dippin' Dots.
Me
okay.
too.
Okay.
So don't say that anymore on my time. You can say that on your own time. About
Did you hear the Dippin' Dots? Somebody, I don't know if this is a Twitter joke about how they're gonna like help store the vaccine.
Are you serious?
Oh my God!
I love like the crew that's kind of like being curated to like kind of solve the pandemic. How it's like Dolly Parton and of course Dippin' Dots, and like it's like the most random like Avengers coming
course.
Together and pooling their resources.
Now that's a Marvel movie I'd pay $20 to see. Wait, so after friends, family, and fucking, is that the end
okay.
of the checklist?
No, then we have, or the last thing is like third rail. So like you can sort of, or like like petty grievances kind of thing, where it's like,
is scary. I don't know if I'm ready to be known and seen like the way you are.
Sometimes we skip that because we just don't like. I think the funny thing is that sometimes we like will end up getting into like a little fight, like even though we were totally great before the check-in started.
Oh, really?
Of course.
Like an actual fight, like we totally resolve it, but like you're like dredging up shit that like you actually kind of got over.
Yeah.
And now you're like bringing it up again, and you're like, I actually, or you're talking to something like, I don't actually care about this, but like it did bother me a little bit at the time. And then you're like, oh, why am I bringing this up?
Yeah.
But mostly it's good. Mostly it's really, it's, oh, what I was going to say before was that I feel like obviously the first boyfriend where like we've talked a lot about fucking.
Mm.
Like, and I realize it's so much better. You just really do have to talk about it.
It's so fun to talk about it.
Yeah.
What are you into right now? I feel like I always like go through phases where I'm like, right now I'm into this with fucking.
I don't know. Do
you guys go through phases or is it like?
Like, I'm trying to think of what our phases be. What our phase are you in?
We're in a phase where like, we're in a phase. Okay, now I realize it's kind of a hard question. Like, I guess, okay, one phase I'll describe is in graphic detail is that there was a phase where we were really, like, the new thing that we were obsessed with was, like, I'm disgusting. The new thing we were obsessed with was, like, me kind of blowing him in between fuck.
Oh, you know
okay. I mean?
Like, hopping off and then putting it in my mouth was kind of, like, our, don't say I'm weird, okay?
No one said you're weird. Yeah. No one said you're weird. I did not say you're weird. I said ew, which is totally different.
How is it ew? It's
no,
beautiful.
I'm just kidding. I have a weird I have a weird thing about mixing in that way. You know what I mean? Like, I guess because I associate.
He likes all his food to be separated on the plate.
I guess I'm more like after I've like if I've already been fucked, then I'm like okay, that's been my butt. Like I'm not putting that in my mouth now. You know what I mean?
I understand.
Get pink eye for that. Okay, pink eye.
I don't love the mix.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm. So I actually just brought this up to be kink shamed, but by my
Avi does the mix more so than I.
That is really hot too.
I think if I was straight, I would do the mix.
You know what's hard? It's really hard for me to come from a guy going down on me.
Oh, really? It's not hard for me at all.
Okay, queen. Well, it's like, it's better when I'm like in more control. Like, or if I'm, even if I'm like on their face, that's usually easier.
Oh my God.
Because you can control the pressure.
Pat, you're acting like an absolute Puritan today. You're like, ooh, my friend's talking about oral sex towards me on our sex podcast. Whatever.
Wait, so Haley, who do you want to be and what is your dream?
Oh my God.
No, I'm not.
I've been fully shamed by my dear friend.
No.
No, I'm a whore. I'm a wretched little whore. Okay,
no, I understand the control. Anyway. I feel like sometimes that's what I prefer if I like, yeah.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's beautiful. Now, Haley, we know who you are, which is an amazing girly girl, but who do you want to be?
I don't know.
That's not true. Is it?
You want to be a screenwriter. You've indicated.
Well, I actually don't know if I really want to be a screenwriter if I just like think that sounds cool. Or
yeah,
I think
totally.
I like the idea of like mixing media up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I really want to write a book. I have an agent. We've been like working on an idea. But so I kind of want to do that. But I really want to write a good book. Like I don't want to write a bad book. There's so many bad books.
Yeah.
And then
there's
so
much about everything. I'm always watching TV and I'm like, yeah, these people like sat down and worked really hard and wrote this and like thought it would be good. And like it's bad and it's probably not anyone's fault. You know what I mean? It's so scary.
But it is their fault. Too many people are writing books.
No,
I agree. I think there's a thing where people are just trying to do too much at once. Like, I think I'm really like writing a book. I feel like I really would need to go away for like a year or two and like really work it out. And there's no time or space to do that because you're also like, then I have to do this and my podcast and whatever. I think people are like, that's when books end up being bad. It's because people just kind of spit them out.
Well, I guess I'm talking more about like television, I guess. But
I was kind of talking more about books almost.
Right. And so, I think with TV, it's more of like you probably like the network gave them a trillion notes with like the best of intentions, but like didn't know what they were doing and just like, you know, whatever. And then like there was so many people involved and it got to the place where like no one liked it. And then they just put it out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Let's say they change. Like, it's like, okay, now you like it. I don't know. I like it. You don't. Now, okay, this way no one will like it. And then let's put that thing out there and kind of that'll be that. You know what
I
mean?
Or they try to make sure everyone likes it, which just makes like the worst thing.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. I would like to be like, I think I would like to be like a respected writer.
Yeah.
I think you are, honey. Look me in the eyes. I think you already are.
But let me ask you this. A New Yorker wrote a story about me with the headline, "Is this the media future we want?"
Oh my God. I didn't. Well.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's what I told you.
But it was like praising you.
No, it was nice. I actually really liked the writer too. I don't mean to be like mean to her.
Felt like, I get what you're saying, but to me it seemed like this is a new generation where like all kinds of ideas are going to be able to flow more freely because you're not being like restricted based on, you know, who
I think that
for.
there's like arguments for that, but I don't think she really brought them up in the piece, but it doesn't even matter. It's I think
it was a cool article, like, and it got you this great meeting.
Yeah. I think so. I think Substack is not the most respected platform. So sometimes I'm like, oh, what if I like had bylines at like fancy places? That's like my more shallow kind of desire.
But I feel like totally. you have and will do that.
Yeah, I know. I just like need to pitch, but I never do.
I think as a writer, you always kind of want to do the other kind of writing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like people who are always writing screenwriting stuff. Like I want to write essays or like a novel or something. And then people that are doing a lot of prose and fiction, or like I really want to write a movie, or like, you know what I mean? Like it always feels like the other thing is like, will get more respect or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like that's like how everybody wants to be a comedian, but no comedians want to be comedians.
Exactly. Exactly.
Or all actors want to be musicians and musicians want to be actors.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like no one should want to be an actor because you're literally the lowest of the low. Like no one cares about you.
But then you're also the most beloved.
I know, but you know what you mentioned to me when we were talking was like the, what did you call it? Like the wave of like fame and cancellation and like this idea of like even talking about like Sally Rooney, like, you know, everyone became so obsessed that it's inevitable people are, you know, gonna shit on her too. Or I even saw like someone on Twitter shitting on like Phoebe Bridgers, who is so amazing and everyone's obsessed with her, but it's like inevitable, this thing of like you have to crash.
Yeah, I mean, especially not to make it about this, but women.
Yeah,
it is about that.
I feel like that cycle doesn't really happen with men.
Yeah.
I mean, women deserve it. We deserve it.
We're so terrible. We're such little bitches. No, that is super true. It's very true. So, yeah, what's a man? What's a man?
Maybe like Jeffree Star?
Yeah.
I think it does happen with gay men, not to like, again, make it about that then.
Not to make it about how, yeah.
No, it's true.
But I just read the book Writers and Lovers by Lily King, and there was things about it I didn't love, but it it's about this girl who's like writing a novel, and it does, you know, when like the book you're reading is about someone who's like writing and then like makes you want to write.
Mm-hmm. Maybe,
kind of.
It's kind of meta.
It
romanticizes definitely. Writing, which often is so unromantic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What kind of book? You want to work on a book of essays, right, Haley?
Yeah, which is kind of funny because I don't even really read that many. I mean, I do read a lot of books of essays, but they're not my favorite types of books. I would rather read a novel.
I am so opposite of you. I'd rather read a book of essays.
I'd rather read a novel.
Mm-hmm. I just don't find books of essays very immersive. Like I can like the essays, but it's not like I'm ever like looking forward to reading it at night.
Exactly. Like,
oh my God. So can you tell me like a novel that's good? I always fall asleep. I'm like,
wait, what's, you can't think of a single novel you liked?
Sometimes I feel that way. I've liked novels, but not lately. Not since like college.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I like Sally Rooney books. Yeah, send me some recs.
Yeah.
So that's your dream. And then I guess.
I don't really. Yeah, I think my dream answer is really bad. You know what I want is just for the pandemic to be over.
That's an amazing dream.
That's my dream.
Yeah.
That's my dream. And I want to like see everybody and I want to hang out with people. And I want to get this studio in Lower Manhattan.
Definitely keep me in the loop on that.
I will keep you in the loop.
Now, we want to do Crush of the Week before we go, Pat?
Yeah. Do you have one on hand?
Let me think. My crush of the week is
I'll say mine. Mine is Bo Burnham, I think, because he was so cute, and even though he turned out to be like, well, I'm not gonna spoil, but
don't. Yeah. I love him. I think he's so hot.
I think Bo Burnham, and also I just remember being like straight in college and like watching his like comedy and being like, what? Singing, that's so weird. Rapping? What? Yeah, he's my crush of the week.
My crush of the week is every lesbian on TikTok.
I have to get on TikTok. Oh, you know who's my other?
Tell us about TikTok culture. What are the lesbians doing on TikTok?
Well, first of all, my TikTok algorithm thinks I'm gay for sure.
Love.
It's all like lesbian TikTok. And they're all like, they do like outfits and stuff, and it'll just be like, they'll like do a bunch of different, they actually, some really good outfits though.
Wait, did I find the one that they're, the lesbian TikTok one that I was obsessed with? Was it from your newsletter where she's like, I'm the main character?
Oh, yeah. You,
I'm obsessed with that girl. I was like, sometimes you see something, you know, when you, there should be a German word for you, you're like, how did I not make that?
Yeah. I mean, I love main character TikTok. It's really funny.
That one is so good.
Do you guys want to be on my stream of funny TikToks that I text to people?
Yes. Always. You know who's, I have to shout out this person, and she's also my crush of the week. I'm so obsessed with her. Grace Kuhlenschmidt. Do you guys follow her?
No,
she's so funny.
She's so funny. I'm so obsessed with her.
Oh wait, I think
she
does
TikTok, I think too, but then she like migrates it to Instagram where people like me can even find it.
We're older people like us can find it.
I'm sure your TikTok will recommend her because she is a lesbian, not to kind of publicly out her because that's one of her deepest, darkest secrets. But yeah, she does really funny stuff.
If you just get on TikTok and you start liking people that you like, then it will start knowing you, and then you'll get like really good content fed to you.
I'm just in a space where I'm like spending so much less time on my phone and feeling really proud of that, and I don't want to go back.
Wow, okay.
I know. My mom.
It's like I was just reading your newsletter, and you said something about how like, what'd you say was dog shit? Like, approval from your peers.
Yeah, the shelf life of like peer validation or something.
It's like, oh, that's so interesting. You know what? It's just like, I don't care how many nice comments I get, I'm still gonna feel like shit.
I know. Yeah. It's cruel. But you know what I like about TikTok is that like I don't post on there. I don't have any followers, so I like I prefer just being like a lurker. Like I don't have to think about my own role in it.
Fair enough. My crush of the week, I've decided, is myself because
girl boss.
I'm good because I'm a girl boss pussy hat slay. My crush of the week is me because I made an amazing soup and didn't drink for a few days, which is hard for me, and I'm taking care of myself.
Brag.
I know. So let's do our before we go though, Haley, do you want to plug like where people can, how they can subscribe to Maybe Baby, where they can see your work, where do you want people to follow you, etc.?
Sure, my stuff is not even very pluggable. I feel like I discovered this on another podcast, but on Instagram I'm Haleymer. Haleymer. It's lemur. it's lemur, like the monkey with an H.
Don't call us, we'll call you.
And then Maybe Baby is the newsletter. It's haleynauman.substack.com. See, nobody's gonna remember this, and it doesn't matter.
Yes, they will.
That's not true.
You can just Google Maybe Baby newsletter, and you'll find it. That's it.
Okay. Now to wrap it together, Pat. Well, first of all, Haley, are you mad at me?
I'm not mad, but was I okay?
You were incredible. Like,
oh my god.
No. You are
fucking amazing. That's how you know you were relaxed. You were in. Yeah, that's how you have imposter syndrome towards us.
I do.
That's how you know you were in your body during the podcast, which is one of the best things to be. I'm not mad at me. Pat, are you mad at me?
No, I'm not mad at you.
Okay.
Are you mad at me?
No, you seemed like you had more that you wanted to say.
Oh, no.
Oh. No, I'm not mad at you at all. I actually have been feeling great towards you.
Yeah, me too, towards you.
Yeah, Haley, I'm not mad at you. Could never be, adore you, as okay, I previously stated.
Pat, are you mad at me?
Absolutely not. Absolutely, okay. Absolutely horny to have made your acquaintance. And I'm inspired by you, by the kind of writing you do. Like, is to me, like, my like other side of the coin. Like, what I'm like, oh, if I could just do that, like what she does, then I would be a writer, you know what I mean? Like,
well, if you ever want someone to edit your writing, you want a little second pair of eyes, let me know.
That would be incredible.
I actually really miss editing. So either of you, if you're ever writing something
really
and you want
something. I would love that. It's so helpful. Sometimes I'm like, I got to show this to a few people before I show it to the world, because who knows what I've done.
Yeah.
Put me on the list.
Absolutely. All right. I love you guys.
Love you guys.
Thank you for coming on, Haley. And we'll all hopefully see each other soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
I know. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.